Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Coot Veale. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Coot Veale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Estrada covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Retzer reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter takes first base on ball four. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herzog moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is walked intentionally. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Keogh moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain strikes out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Veal moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada bunts towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Retzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long pinch hits for Joe McLean. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Dick Williams. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Retzer and he is out, Veal applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to second. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. Gentile moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Retzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Retzer reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Retzer moves to third. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Gene Green pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. There goes Hinton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Coot Veal. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Retzer scores. Hinton scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.